Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Cuddy. Good morning, Karen. As we know, the Supreme Court ruled Donald Trump will be on the ballot in Colorado. The decision was unanimous, but the judges had different reasons, didn't they?
They did. The majority, and they were conservative justices, said that the Congress has to pass a law in order to enforce this provision of the 14th Amendment that says insurrectionists cannot hold office. So it's really, they kind of took it in a very extreme direction, which is, it's bizarre because the 14th Amendment applies to a lot of other things, due process and those kinds of things. And certainly the states get to enforce the 14th Amendment on a daily basis when it comes to searches and how they conduct their business. So this requires the Congress to actually pass a law in order to implement the idea that insurrectionists must be removed from office. So that's a little surprising. There was the minority justices said, you guys went too far. We agree that Trump should be put back on the ballot, but how this should be done should be left to some other decision. So we have some confusion up there and as to how this is going to work.
Sounds like it. What would have to happen for the 14th Amendment to be invoked?
That's, from what I understand and from reading the opinion, is that Congress would have to implement a law, would have to pass a law that would tell everybody how that would be done. So maybe they would pass a law that said that there had to be a hearing before Congress, or there'd have to be some sort of federal court lawsuit. I don't really know. They didn't specify, but it's more than just Congress ruling. It's more than just the state court making that decision. There has to be some law that has a procedure that invokes it. So it's, it in some ways makes sense because you don't want to take someone off the ballot without some sort of process. But the idea that Congress has to actually go and figure out a way to do it doesn't seem right to me. If the 14th Amendment allows insurrections to be removed, they should be removed.
Yeah. Well, this political year, we're hearing the words unprecedented and the term new territory. We're in those areas a lot, aren't we? Let's talk about spring break. It's here, and around the country, Florida is dealing with what sounds like the most troublesome situation. Governor DeSantis said this is a law and order state. I'm wondering, can parents ever be held responsible for what their child does? And I guess it would depend on how old the kid is, right?
Right. And generally speaking, parents aren't responsible for the criminal acts of their children. I mean, we saw that case out of Michigan where the parents were charged with the school shooting situation. But those were extreme facts where the parents knew about the gun, bought the kid the gun, knew about his problems. Generally speaking, parents cannot be held criminally responsible. But yeah, it looks like DeSantis is bringing in state troopers. And I just really think the parents should know that there's a lot of problems down in Florida. I was reading the statistics, Bob, and it's not just fake IDs and public intoxications and DUIs and all those things, but now people are bringing guns down there. Last year, Miami Beach confiscated over 100 guns from spring break revelers. I mean, 100 guns. I mean, I don't know. I used to bring suntan lotion to spring break.
Yeah.
To bring guns now. So it's like
Florida, dangerous. I mean, Fort Lauderdale used to have the problems. Somehow they fixed it, and I guess folks then started to congregate in Miami Beach. See what
Miami,
happens.
And now
year.
I guess Panama City's another one. That's that's a big place where people go.
Let's talk a little bit about this lawsuit involving the Christie Clinic. They have locations nationwide, and this is about artificial insemination. Explain this, Karen.
It's a weird case. A mother and a daughter brought a lawsuit against Christie Clinic, it was down in Champaign, saying that they figured out that the daughter really was not the father was not really the father, and in fact the person who inseminated the mother was really the father, meaning the doctor took his own sperm and inseminated the mother. And it was a strange situation where they found out about it because she was having health issues. The woman's now like 51, and she put her DNA on one of those sites. And it turns out that it went right back to this doctor down in Champaign. He's now deceased, but apparently he felt the need to inseminate people with his own sperm. And interestingly, this is not unusual. This happened several times. There was one case out of Indiana where a fertility doctor inseminated at least 94 women. Hmm. So we now have a law, actually, that was just passed in January and went into effect that says that if there's fertility fraud, and that's what this is, that there can be a lawsuit and you can get damages and emotional distress and all kinds of monetary rewards for these lawsuits.
Finally, before we let you go, Karen, on the 19th of this month, judges will also be on the ballot. Any advice? Because you see all these names and we don't know who anybody is. What do we do?
You should really do your math and your homework here, because it's really, really important to get good judges up there. There is a site, ISBA, Illinois State Bar Association.org. You can go there. There's a place called voteforjudges.org. And I think the best one that I've seen so far is Injustice Watch, INJUSTICE, Injustice Watch. And that's a really nice one because you can actually print it out for your circuit where you are, and you can bring it into the polling booth and use it. But it rates all the judges. It ranks them. It talks about who's recommended and who's not. And I would really highly recommend everyone do that.
Yes, we need to do that. Karen Conti, she'll be on WGN Sunday at 3. Thanks, Karen. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.